much more than I ever knew. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
My name is Sebastian, and you're listening to 91.5 WMFO, Everett Tufts, Freeform Radio. The name of this show is To Whom It May Concern, and that was a half return by Adrian Lenker from her album Songs from 2020. Came out like right during the COVID pandemic, I believe, at the start of that. And that album was what I started my day to this morning. It's a very rainy day in Medford. So I thought today I would play a mix of some good rainy day songs along with I've been listening to a lot of new music this past week, so I thought I would also like to share just like a mix of all the new stuff I've been listening to recently. So on that note, up next I've got Sunday by the Cranberries from everybody else is doing it, so why can't we? I know the two popular songs off this album, Dreams and Linger, and they're both great. And I had heard Linger the night before, and I woke up the next morning and decided I was going to listen to this album because I just really enjoy that song. So, Sunday by the Cranberries.
Thank you.
Still Ill by the Smiths off of their self-titled album from what year was it? It was 1984. I actually have not listened to that album fully through yet, but I do plan on. I think it's up next on my list. My really main way of discovering new music is just listening to one album after another, and that's how it's been this week, so I'll be talking a lot about the different albums I've been listening to for the last week. But yeah, the Smiths, Still Ill. I discovered that song off actually my Spotify day list, which has been like a new way I've been hearing a lot of songs. For those who aren't aware, the day list is a feature on Spotify, and it like makes these daily playlists for you that have like these different themes, and they reset every few hours based on like evening, night. Right now, my day list is Indie Chill Neo Psychedelic Thursday Evening. Actually, I might as well play a song from that. Let's look through that. Maybe we'll discover a new song together. A new song together tonight. So, let me look through this playlist real quick. Let's see. I'm going to play a song by Stereolab. I've actually never listened to it before. It's called Ping Pong from Mars Audiac Quintet. And it's off my Spotify day list. So, let's see what we think, and I'll be back to talk about what I think about this song after I play it. So, Ping Pong by Stereolab.
Stages stand out in earth.
Ping Pong by Stereolab. First time hearing that song, and on first impression, I liked it. It definitely is. I honestly, my personal favorite Stereolab songs are usually like the slower ones that are kind of more laid back and relaxed. There's definitely a lot of other songs kind of like that one we just heard, though, definitely by Stereolab. But it kind of has like that signature, like I feel like I hear a lot of like this kind of like organ sound on Stereolab songs. So I'll definitely be going back to that one. That was from my day list. Up next, I've got another song that I also discovered on another day list, actually. Definitely a different vibe, though. I think it really matches the rain from today. It's called Just Like Honey by the Jesus and Mary Chain from Psycho Candy. I hadn't heard this song before, but I'd heard of the album before because I took like an 80s music history class last year in high school, and everyone in the class is like has an assignment where they have to choose. They're assigned an album from the 80s, and they have to make a presentation on it to present to the class and talk about like why it was important and give like background information on the album. And one of my classmates actually got this album, Psycho Candy, by the Jesus and Mary Chain. And it's got like a really like rich sound that accompanies the rainy night very well. So Just Like Honey by the Jesus and Mary Chain.
Yeah.
The Voice of Music by Iophone. Probably butchered that, but that's off of their one and only album, Birds in the Ground. And a friend of mine recommended this album to me a few days ago, and I gave it a listen, and I thought it was super cool, and I actually looked further into it, and so it's actually a side project of Clay Parton from Duster, which is an album, a band that I really like. This is a side project of his from the year 2000. So I thought this was cool. You can definitely hear the traces of Duster on this album. It's got like that kind of like lo-fi sound, but it also, I feel like his singing, or the singing on this album reminds me almost more like kind of like Thurston Moore from Sonic Youth. The Voice of Music by, Iofon. And up next, I've got It's Not Easy by Ophigi. This is a song that I was over at my friend's house, and he has a really big record collection, and he just like pulled this one out, and he's like, oh, you gotta listen to this one. And I'd never heard of it before. So It's Not Easy by Ophigi.
Every day, hey, 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 every day, no, no, it's not.
All right, It's Not Easy by Ofiji, and we interrupt this show with a PSA. Why not grow your own? If you enjoy eating fresh food, there's nothing more local or fresh than harvest from your own garden. Lettuce, kale, peas, carrots, squash, beans, beets, and many herbs are easy for many beginners to grow from seed, but perhaps number one are radishes, because they grow very quickly and you can eat the whole plant tops and bottoms in as little as 20 to 30 days after seeding them. And of course, you can buy tomatoes and other plants that are already potted in containers. To learn more, just search the web for what you want to grow. Not only can you enjoy the freshest harvest possible when you grow your own, you can also have complete confidence if free of pesticides or other chemicals. So, this has been a public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. So yeah, gardening is awesome. Totally do that. Up next, I'm going to play Straight to Hell by The Clash. It's off Combat Rock, which is the album that has their most popular song, Should I Stay or Should I Go? Straight to Hell. So this song was sampled on Paper Planes by MIA, which is a pretty popular song, which is what I heard before this, and I didn't know that it was a sample from The Clash, and it's pretty cool. And I always thought this song was cool, but I never really, like, thought of it as more than just, oh, that song that was sampled on Paper Planes. But the other day, it came on, and I listened to the whole thing, and I was like, wow, this is actually really interesting, and it is much more than that few, you know, seconds that we used the snippet in that sample. So I'm going to let you enjoy this, Straight to Hell by The Clash.
Thank you. wanna play mind crazed banjo on the druggy drag ragtime USA in Parkland International. Hey, junkie dumb USA. Where pro came proves the purest rock man groove and rat poison, the volatile Molotov says. It up loud and strong. The immigrants, they wanna sing all night long. It could be anywhere, most likely could be any frontier, any hemisphere. In no man's land. Asylum here. King Solomon, he never lived round here. Straight to hell, boy. Go straight to hell, boy. Go straight to hell, boy. Go straight to hell, boy.
Alex Chilton by The Replacements. That's off of Pleased to Meet Me from 1987. It's like in a three album run of three great albums. Let It Be, 1984, Tim, 1985, and then Pleased to Meet Me, 1987. Alex Chilton, that song, I'd heard it before, but it always fallen under my radar. But I was looking through the songs I have liked by The Replacements, and I decided to listen to this one since I kind of forgot how it went. And I was like, wow, this is great. And I've been listening to it nonstop ever since. Like, I'm not even kidding. I've been listening to this song, like, at least, like, three or four times a day, I would say. It's been heavily on repeat, possibly my most, my heaviest rotation of a song for the past week or so. With all that listening, I became curious, you know, who is Alex Chilton, you know? And so I looked it up, and Alex Chilton is the singer from Big Star, which is another band from, like, the 1970s, I believe, that was heavily influenced The Replacements, as you might think. This song is a tribute to them. The chorus goes, "Children by the millions sing for Alex Chilton," which is kind of ironic because Big Star, they never made it that big, but they definitely have gained more recognition in more recently. But anyways, Alex Chilton by The Replacements. I thought that song was interesting, and I thought I might play a song by Big Star just to hear kind of like what The Replacements were so crazy about. So I've got a song by Big Star up next called September Girls. Enjoy. Thank you.
spend the night. Heavy, heavy rain is falling. Seems I hear your voice calling. It's all right.
Lord, it's raining.
This is Rainy Night in Portland by Lee Scratch Perry. This is another song that a friend of mine showed me while I was back home for spring break. But this song, as someone from Portland, Oregon, this song feels very fitting to Portland, Oregon, which is known for lots and lots of rain. But actually, believe it or not, this song is about Portland, Jamaica, which does make more sense given it's Lee Scratch Perry. But I like to think of it as a song about Portland. And it is also a rainy night here in Medford. And this is To Whom It May Concern, and my name is Sebastian. You're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts, Freeform Radio. And we are almost out of time, so I've got one last song before I check out for the night. Alone in Kyoto by Air, off of Talkie Walkie from 2004. This is another album that I listened to recently, fully through for the first time. This is the last song on the album, and I think it's a great closer, and it'll be a great closer for my show tonight. So tune in 2 weeks from today. I'll be back on To Whom It May Concern. So thank you, and good night.